It was a really weird game, right? I feel like the defense was the reason that this team, the number one reason that this team won the game. But then there's not anybody, Clint, that you just look at defensively, production-wise, that you just say, damn, that person dominated. It wasn't like somebody had a couple of picks or a couple of sacks or anything. But I'm going to go with Khalil Davis. Khalil Davis, D-tackle, 94. He got the lone sack of the game, and he seemed to do pretty well when he entered the game against the run. They were running the ball, especially early in that first quarter, and then they even got back to it a little bit there in the third quarter. But they were running the ball. I thought he was really good against the run and really good up the middle when they were rushing the passer and not allowing Josh Allen to step up, and Josh Allen had to go towards the perimeter instead of being able to step up into the pocket. So I thought he was good. He tried to chase down Josh a couple of times as well. So Khalil Davis, for me, is my man eye player of the game.
I like Khalil Davis. There were several guys that stood out. I agree with you. Khalil definitely jumped early.
I felt like I had to go defense, but it was hard to figure out.
You had to go hometown, man.
And I had to go.
It's fair. When you get a chance,
I got you.
You got to do it, man. I'm going to go with Azeez Al-Shaair.
Yeah. Sick too, boy.
I mean, that's really what took this performance.
His flu game.
Yeah, this performance to a whole nother level. Led the team in tackles, and if you watch the game, was flashing consistently in a big way. I heard Andre Ware this morning talking about, you know, you can just tell watching him that he watches a billion hours of film.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like he triggers so quick and is so sure of what he's seeing and trusts his eyes to a crazy level. He just jumps off the field, jumps off the screen. So led the team in tackles, had two QB hits, had one tackle for a loss, had two pass breakups. And the one up the middle was huge. We've talked, Ron, over the last couple of years about Henry Toa. What was my man's name last year that was a middle linebacker?
Oh, yeah, came from the Chargers, went to Miami.
I can still see him right now, number six, I think.
See his single number. I've lost it. Go ahead.
But those two guys in the middle were a problem.
Denzel Perryman.
Those two guys were ducks versus a team that could pass the football on the interior of the football field. They were ducks. They were a problem. And you wonder this year, has Toa gotten any better? Ain't no way he's gotten that much better. Well, he has. And then you look at Azeez Al-Shaair, and you go, well, he's a thumper. He's a downhill guy. Can he cover? Well, he showed Sunday to cover the ability to cover in a major way. That play up the middle, I mean, that was schemed up perfectly. It's a wide cover to Tampa 2, and he's got to run with the tight end. And I believe the tight end was Kincaid, the kid out of Utah. It's a second-year player out of Utah. Really, 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 really good pass-catching tight end in this league. Super athletic. And Azeez Al-Shaair runs with him. I don't know. It had to be 30 yards deep. And that was
a hell of a play.
Oh, a hell of a play.
That is, if not a touchdown, it's at least.
Oh, it's a touchdown, Ryan.
I'm not sure if it's a touchdown. If Bullock would have been able to catch him on the other.
Them safeties were so committed to be so wide that I don't think he would have caught him, man. Yeah. But that was a huge play. Super athletic play. And I got to give it to my man Azeez.
Yeah, he was big. He was big in the game. Tyler, who's your player of the game?
Yeah, real quick, I'm gonna go with the fellow who is now the all-time leading scorer in points for the Houston Texans. This guy,
Ka'imi Noe Aloha Meka Ikeoke Kumupa,
the golden leg and foot of Ka'imi, winning that thing, making 59 yards look like nothing. Ka'imi's missed one field goal this season over 50 yards. It was when I was in Minnesota watching them get their ass whooped, but that's okay. Ka'imi has become the NFL's greatest. Move over Justin Tucker. I'm going with Ka'imi, the kicker.
Yeah, he passed up Justin Tucker a minute ago.
Yeah,
Justin Tucker's not even the top five kicker.
Silly Longhorn.
Not a hot take either. But no, man, he's. I heard D'Amico say it after the Bears game in the post game. We were talking to him in the post-game press conference, said he's the reason why we're, and at that time, 2-0. It has not slowed. He is the damn reason why this team is 4-1. He is 8 of 9 at field goals of 50 plus, not to mention the others.